It could fuel another price surge at the gas pump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A big cut in oil production that a group of countries called OPEC Plus considered today, including Saudi Arabia.
We're seeing the first reports that the cuts could be much deeper than expected, between 1.5 and 2 million barrels per day. This is happening just as the Biden administration is set to stop selling the country's strategic reserves later on this month, which would eliminate another million barrels per day from the global marketplace. And then coming up in December, more European sanctions are going to take roughly double the amount of Russian oil out of the markets.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The price of gas is up almost 3 more cents this morning. It's risen almost daily for 2 weeks after the fall from the $5 record high. AAA's national average for regular back up to $3.83 a gallon. 5 weeks before midterm elections, Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker under scrutiny in Georgia after a report that Walker, who's staunchly pro-life, paid for a girlfriend's abortion in the past. He denies it and just told Fox.
It's sort of like everyone is anonymous or everyone is leaking and they want you to confess to something you have no clue about, but it just shows how desperate they are right now. They see me as a big threat.
Polls show he's in a close race trying to unseat Democrat Raphael Warnock in the Senate. An Iranian-American who was jailed is now free.
Bakr Namazi is safe in Oman today, having left Iran, where he's been held since his arrest in 2016 over spying charges. There had been increasing pressure to free him because of his poor health.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Namazi's son still in prison in Iran, also convicted of spying. President Biden goes to Florida today to survey Hurricane Ian's destruction in the Fort Myers area. Fox's Weather's Robert Ray's there.
It is amazing that they are continuing this a week after Hurricane Ian came in. The search and rescue goes on. Polling, hopefully, survivors out of the rubble. It will go on for another week.
Ian is blamed for more than 100 deaths, most of them in Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump is hoping the conservative-leaning Supreme Court can help him. He appointed three of the justices. He's filed an appeal trying to overturn a ruling that allows the government to keep going through the classified documents the FBI took in a raid of his Florida home.
The Justice Department is appealing the appointment of a special master to go through the Mar-a-Lago documents, many of which DOJ says were classified. Friday, they asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to fast-track their appeal. They said the special master's review schedule was delaying their criminal investigation. The 11th Circuit had previously sided with DOJ, ruling that the classified documents could be separated from the rest for the criminal investigation. Trump's team wants more time in the appeals process and argues the appointment of a special master was never before the 11th Circuit and cannot be appealed to them. The Trump legal team request goes to Justice Clarence Thomas for consideration based on geographical jurisdiction. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
People are nervous in Stockton, California, where police are searching for a serial killer.
It's just scary, period. You know what I mean? I can't put nothing on it like that. It's just spooky and scary.
The suspect is linked to the deaths and murders of 6 men. A woman was also shot but survived. On Wall Street, stocks could drop after 2 big days of gains sent the Dow up about 1,600 points. Baseball has a new home run king.
High fly ball. Deep left.
Aaron Judge's 62nd home run of the season on Yes broke Roger Maris's American League record, though his Yankees lost to the Rangers in Texas. The ball could be worth a few million bucks for the fan who caught it. Unlike Barry Bonds, who has the major league record of 73 home runs in a season, Judge is not linked to performance-enhancing drugs. Now, this is the last day of baseball's regular season, but none of the games matter for the standings. Last night, Atlanta beat Miami, the Braves winning the National League East Division title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.